Oh, you actually said you got
it. Wow.
Hello and welcome. I knew that was going to happen.
That's a great way to start.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a five-minute game show with 25 minutes worth of unnecessary introduction. Joel Kasem is my pronoun, and this week I'm joined by a couple of very sporty people to pick apart this week's sporting news this week. First up is a woman we managed to sneak out of the Ecuadorian embassy, Esterina Taite.
No soy yo.
That was very good. What did you say?
I said it's not me.
Oh. What language?
Spanish. I speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like fluently.
Sí,
señor.
Oh, yeah.
Tú eres mi, que es Claire, sí. Bueno.
Jeez, look at the smarty on the end.
No, what is going on? Too good for this show. Also joining us is a man who, back in his dating days, had more pull than a black hole. It's Nick Rad.
No light could escape me. That didn't make any sense. But, you know, I'm a black hole or something.
Excellent. And joining us for the very first time, it's our special guest from Cricket New South Wales. It's Claire Crutzen.
Thank you for having me.
Not because we don't want you back. It's just, yeah. Sorry.
It's gone so well up until this point.
It's been amazing.
Hey, welcome to the show, Claire.
Thanks for having me.
And I apologise for the next 30 minutes.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so as you said, I'm from Cricket New South Wales. I'm currently the match operations team leader there, which basically means I run cricket matches. So any elite cricket that happens within New South Wales, it's my job to make sure goes ahead, basically.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're talking elite. What sort of games? Like,
so everything from the Big Bash to Shield cricket to international cricket at the SCG, right down to the Futures League, which is basically the second 11 for the men. So
wow.
From that level all the way up.
Mick just got real excited.
No, I'm really...
Like, his mouth just went...
Mick's very excited.
He's got these grabs. You're just going to use them. Just ignore him.
No, I'm not.
What's involved? Like, obviously a lot's involved, but like from deciding a game's going to happen to it actually starting, I just imagine there's so many logistics, so many things that have to be organised to actually make it happen. Do you like look after all that?
Yeah, from a cricket perspective, I do. There's when you're talking about a Big Bash, there's two sides of it. There's the event side of it, and then there's the cricket side of it. We've got an event specialist that looks after everything that's off the field, so all the fireworks that go off, the big screen content and all that sort of stuff. And then you've got me and my team who look after all the cricket specific. So anything inside the boundary rope, including the scorers, umpires.
Yeah.
The zing stumps at a Big Bash level, we look after them.
Oh, flashy ones.
Yeah, the flashy ones.
So are there batteries in there or what?
No, you have to. Well, yeah, there are batteries. You have to charge them. They're not like your
they're
little
plugged
AAA.
In.
Like USB or what?
That are in going down a bad
so you plug them into the wall. They've got to charge. When we have double headers, there's always a bit of a worry that they may die.
Yeah, right. See, this is the stuff that interests me. I like this sort of weird stuff.
Yeah,
we've actually got a zing stump operator who's got the best seat in the house. They sit on the sideline, and it's their job to just check that the little red light on the side of them is flashing. If it's not, then they're not set.
What is the requirement for such a job?
And how can you look through a pair of binoculars and you understand?
Oh, Joel, that's more a job for you.
Why? Look at your binoculars. Hey, I'm past those days now. Thank you very much.
And do the bales have to be the same like weight as like proper bales?
Yeah, they're pretty much exactly the same, other than the fact that they've got a flashing light in them.
Yeah.
Basically.
Great, I want that job.
Not, yeah,
I
mean,
well, I'll keep you in mind. Next season, we're getting more and more games, which means we need more and more people. So
There you go.
And you do you said WBBL and so Sheffield Shield. Is it back to being called Sheffield Shield
yes,
now?
Yes, back I can to never it's being called Sheffield Shield for a while now.
Okay. but no, it wasn't for a while, right?
It wasn't. They called it the Pura Cup or something like Pura. That. For
Joel,
a while.
Even I knew it was the Sheffield Cup.
Right. Okay.
You said Sheffield Cup.
Whatever. Sheffield Shield. Sorry.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, very cool. Who's phone?
Oh,
I don't know. Is it you, Mick?
Maybe.
What does it say?
It wasn't me.
Nothing. It's just my wife saying, walking, leaving a...
We don't need to know that.
So do you have much downtime in like after the summer season's finished?
After the season, yes. Yeah. During the season, absolutely not.
Sure.
The biggest period is the Christmas New Year period with the Big Bash and international cricket and all that sort of stuff happening. So when everybody else goes on holiday, we're working hard. The Thunder actually had a game on Christmas Eve this year, which was actually the same night that the Opal Tower threatened to collapse at Sydney Olympic Park. It was pretty hectic. We all didn't get out there till 1 o'clock, so we had a bit of a celebratory Christmas drink before we left. But now, in this period now, we're not cruising, but we're actually planning for next season. And then once we've planned and locked all the games in for next season, then we'll have a little bit of time.
That's when you're on holidays. Everyone goes on holidays.
Yeah, the office empties out. Yeah. All the players are gone from now, actually. And then in about 2 weeks' time, there won't be anybody there.
And I guess you're a fan of cricket as well. So when the Ashes are on, you'll be watching that.
I will, yeah. I will. I won't be over there during the Ashes. I'll be over there during the World Cup. So
oh, great.
I'll see if I can get to a game at some point. But
You've played a bit of cricket yourself.
I have, yeah. I've played a lot of cricket.
Yeah. Yes. You played overseas?
Yeah, so I played county cricket for a couple of years for Kent, which was good fun. We actually won the... Championship.
Kent's great.
Which means you get to go and meet the Duke of Edinburgh when you count championship. But I unfortunately had left the country by the time that happened. But my twin sister was still there. So I requested that I could have a guest go on my behalf. So she went as my guest. Well, as I thought she was going to go as my guest, she decided to go as me.
The benefits of every twin. I love it.
Doesn't know a lot about cricket, which is slightly concerning. And I think she got away with it for most of the time. And then I think one of the last questions she got was, so where's Kent's home ground? And her answer was, I'm the overseas. People pick me up and drop me off. I don't know where it is.
That's good improv. That's good.
So she did well. So that was the highlight of my cricketing career, and my sister got to enjoy it.
Identical twin?
Yes.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yes. I can vouch for that.
Yes.
I've seen the both of you.
Yes, we are identical.
Identical.
Yes. So, I was in the UK for a little while. Then I moved to Holland. And coached over there, coached the national women's side in Holland, and then I moved to Hong Kong. So,
what are the Dutch like at cricket?
I'd like to think better after I got there. Yeah. But,
I didn't even know they played, to be honest.
Yeah,
it used to be very big. It's actually it's shrunk a little bit now. Their big sport is hockey.
Oh, okay,
you're trying to grab the hockey players as much as possible.
How did cricket even get to Holland?
Well, it's pretty close to the UK, so
yeah, of course,
I assume it just jumped over.
One of the West Indies came over and hit a really big shot. It went over the water and landed there. And they're like, what's this red ball?
What is this thing?
Yeah, so that was quite... They're a very forward nation, so coaching those girls was a very interesting experience.
Were you saying they were high?
They're sporting. Yeah. Their athletes are unreal. Or in Dutch?
We have to... they all speak English.
Of course, the English.
They all speak English. I tried to learn Dutch, and they just got fed up of it. Speaking English.
Yeah.
But I managed to understand a fair bit of it because a lot of the words sound very similar, and I could just work it out.
Yeah,
and all the cricket terms are English, so
yeah, that's true.
If they were talking about me, I kind of figured it out and answered and freaked them out a little bit. It was fine.
How did you find coaching to playing? What did you prefer coaching?
I kind of fell into coaching when I went to the UK to play county cricket as part of the deal. You have to coach. You got to kind of assist as much as possible because they've got you over there. And it turned out that I was okay at it and got offered a job at Eton College where the princes went to school. So I coached them. That was a very interesting experience. They're very polite because they're brought up very, very well.
Yeah.
But I don't think they thought I knew what I was doing. So in one of the first sessions, I grabbed the ball and bowled it at one of the kids and clean bowled him.
Yes.
And I had a line of 20 kids asking me questions.
Was there any sort of hazing ritual when you got to Eden,
Not for me. Not for me. I don't know what the boys were doing, but they left me alone.
Yeah.
From there, then I just got offered jobs that I basically couldn't refuse. So going to Holland and then Hong Kong.
Yeah. Wow.
I would have liked to have played for a little bit longer, but I thoroughly enjoyed what I did, and I really enjoyed the coaching while I was doing it, and I've stopped the coaching now because I needed a bit of a break. It was a very big couple of years there, but I did really enjoy it.
How's that post-sport? Well, it's not really post-sport, because you're still working cricket, but how is it going? It's a big deal when you decide to walk away from it.
It is a big deal, and it's especially with the WBBL happening now, that there was a draw there to think, oh, do I keep playing? Do I go back to Australia and give it a crack, or have I missed the boat and all that sort of stuff? I decided to stay overseas and keep doing what I was doing. But coming back, I did play a season or two when I got back. Enjoyed it, but towards the back end of the season, I realised that I was probably
done
with it, and I've stopped playing. So this is the end of a 12-month period where I haven't played any organised sport for the first time, basically, in my life, which has been very, very interesting. And I've really, really enjoyed... Well, I definitely enjoyed the first 8 months. I'm starting to miss it a little bit now, but it was a very nice break, definitely.
Well, so she also plays AFL, guys. She's,
I did, not anymore. I did for a little while.
Yeah, so, you know, AWFL next year.
It's like we were talking about last week. It seems like women are a lot more keen to play multi-sports.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just because, well, I don't even know why. It's awesome.
I think because you don't get paid that much money.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, up until very recently, women athletes haven't been professional, so they haven't had to do a sport year-round. So they've actually had time to do another sport, whereas a men's athlete is a full-time athlete, has no time to do anything else, which I think is part of
That's
the reason that you do see
a
lot of women cross over, especially into the AFL. There's been so many different athletes moving into the AFL space, which is really good.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, with the World Cup coming up in the men's cricket, Warner and Smith are now allowed to come back into the team.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Do you think they should come straight back in? Do you think they should... work their way back in? What do you think?
I think if form permits, then they should come back in. I think they've done their time. Is the time that they've had actually playing now since their ban's finished and the cricket they've been playing, is that enough to justify a World Cup spot? That's the question that the selectors need to answer. But I think it should be based on form and how they're going.
I feel like someone like Smith doesn't really need to prove himself. Like, yeah, sure, form's a thing, and I'm sure he's been batting and practicing it all during the time, but I feel like his skill alone, just his past record, should just get him straight back in. Warner, I'm just not sure about, because he's up and down. He's a little flaky here and there. But I reckon
there's that whole thing about the openers. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but Finch and Khawaja have been doing so well together. Warner doesn't really fit back in, but... does he?
Yeah,
and if
Khawaja
he does,
should be
where
first
who
pick.
Goes?
Yeah. Khawaja should be straight in there again because he's been nailing it.
So you drop Finch, or do you move Finch to three?
Maybe not. You see, maybe not Warner straight away. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough.
Take him over, but maybe not straight in.
T's having a wonderful time. So T,
I'm still here. Yeah.
How was your sporting week?
Thanks for letting me go first.
That's okay.
What do you mean? Did you do nothing?
No. Don't know what I did.
Oh, yes. You played a bit of sport.
Don't might have seen me play a bit of sport.
Oh, yeah. Last weekend.
Might have come
in. Why were you all so coy about it? What happened?
Well, because you're about to find out why.
Okay. Well, if... yeah.
No, we don't have to. We don't have to do this.
We don't have to, but we will. For those who listened last week, we were talking to T and she said that she's... playing your first game of AFL back from how long? How long have you not played for?
Oh, no. I played last year. It was just a first of the season. So, you know, 6 months, maybe?
Okay.
August, 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry for that big... Oh, so that doesn't explain how I played?
No. You played very well. Okay, so that's the thing. So we talked about going down to T's game as a joke and, like, doing an interview with her.
Yeah.
Then I get off the field and I turn around and there's Joel.
There I was.
You didn't know.
Creeping in there. And I've gone, oh, my God, that's so bad.
Some creepy guy coming at it. Was he, like, with the phone wanting an interview?
Yeah, for sure.
Love it.
Had his head on, like, oh, in the bushes. With his binoculars. This is why I think he's good for that role.
Okay, anyway. so we will cross to me in the past now.
No!
Do it!
Are you there, Joel?
Yes, thank you very much, me. Well, I'm here today at T's first AFL game of the season. As I said I would do yesterday, or last week for you guys, but yesterday for me. I got here right on kickoff, so I'm not entirely sure who's who yet, but I'll work it out and I'll get back to you. Okay, T has been spotted. Her team is the red and white team, and they are playing the red and black team. It's going to be very confusing. T, turn around so I can see. Oh, there you go, number 94. I'm not sure if you guys can hear this, but there are so many birds on this field in the trees. They are doing my head. It's currently the second quarter here, and I've found the scoreboard, but I can only see half of it. So one team is on 9. I'll keep you updated.
Not our team.
Ooh, someone scored. And it's not T's team. oh my God. So I just saw our little greyhound puppy, and it was wearing a jersey, just like T's jersey, a little red and white jersey. It was so cute. Well, that's the full-time siren. Not 100% sure of what the score is, but T's team, I can tell you, did come in a very close second. I'm here with T from the Breakaways, aka number 94. And
that's not my actual number normally.
Doesn't matter, that's what you got in your back.
Cool.
Tough game out there today. Can you explain to me quantum mechanics?
So basically I believe the father of quantum mechanics was Stephen Hawking.
I saw you take a couple of marks out there today.
I did, yeah.
Do you feel like you were the best player on the field?
Definitely not. No, my fitness let me down. I haven't had a good pre-season considering I was not in the city, not in Sydney.
But there are, you can have fitness in other cities.
Yeah.
What did the coach say full time?
Look, she said we've done really well. 80% of the team were rookies.
Stop laughing. This is a serious interview.
80% of the team were rookies. So first hit out, that's pretty good actually. Pretty good, pretty impressive.
Okay, you're laughing too much.
It was okay. You're laughing too much.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. That's it.
Okay, cool.
Over and out. Well, that's it from me at T's first game of football. There's bloody birds. Thank you for tuning in, and back to you in the studio. I've always wanted to say that.
Oh, there amazing. You go. Our roving reporter, Joel.
That's me.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing. What an interview.
How Kiwi do I sound? Oh, my God.
That's how yours sound, too.
Oh, I didn't realise. Okay, cool. Okay, all right. That was real. Okay.
So, yeah, I can go down and do any game.
This is awesome. Like, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
You just go pick someone off the field, anyone, and just, like, do an interview with them.
Yeah.
Just turn up at random games. Don't even know what the sports are. Just turn up and start interviewing.
Happy to do that.
This could be quite good. I like it.
There you go. Now that we're talking about AFL... last week, the Swans, one of the teams, the Sydney team, not the GWS, they finally got their first win of the season, beating Carlton, which now means the Blues and North Melbourne are the only teams to not win a game this season. The Demons were the same until they beat the Swans last night.
Now, the Swans are going pretty bad.
Like, they are. One
night.
Win from four.
Yeah.
Not great.
And I see Swans fans who have been so used to winning all the time. Are now just like abandoning their team, like already. I'm like, come
really?
On, like, but why are we so fickle with like supporting our teams? I read an article today about how like the Western Sydney Wanderers used to get like massive crowds. All of a sudden, they're not winning, and people just disappear from their games.
Because you guys don't know in this country, you don't know how to lose.
Is that it?
You don't know how to lose. It's not an option. What I love about it is the attitude is we do win. But the brutal probably is that you don't keep with your fans.
Yeah, it is a problem. I don't know how you do it. How do you keep fans coming?
So New Zealand knows how to lose.
Except for rugby. Yeah.
And that's a whole other issue. when they got knocked out fourth in 2007 Rugby World Cup, the front page was just black. There was no words.
Really?
It was black.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. And this is not so funny, but domestic violence goes up hugely when the All Blacks lose.
Oh, it's true. It's the same in Origin as well.
Is it? Yeah. So, but yes, it's the only time we don't know how to lose. Cricket, we're really good at losing there. It's awesome at it.
No, New Zealand are improving.
They are.
You're getting a lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't, the amount of money they get paid, you would be surprised. Pays to be a loser.
Brisbane and Geelong have both started the season with 3-3. And last year's grand final rematch played as well. West Coast defeated the Pies 98-76.
Mm-hmm.
The end of AFL there. Thank you very much.
What's your favourite sport apart from cricket?
Cool. I'm an NRL girl.
Yes. Who do you follow?
The Dragons.
I'll just put the kettle on.
No, because that is a fantastic segue. We're going to talk about NRL now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we can talk about the Dragons because I wanted to talk about last week there was 3 golden points in a single round, which I don't know if... Has that ever happened before?
I reckon it has, but not for a long time.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare.
Very, very rare. But one of those games was the Knights and Dragons. The other two games were absolute bludgers, but Knights and Dragons was actually a really good game, and it begs the question, because they both played quite well, and then it gets into golden point, it gets very sloppy. Should we have golden point? Should it just be a draw, or should it be, you know... First try, you know, not go for a field goal.
Let's ask someone who had to go through it last week.
This week, I'm a really big fan of golden point. But I think like most people, if your team loses in golden point, it's the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Why do we do Golden Point? I'd agree that last week's game with the Dragons, the Golden Point portion of it was some terrible football.
So sorry, was that just you, Golden Point? I'm sorry, this is terrible for me. It's just for a field goal.
Yes. So no, sorry. But that's what everyone goes for.
Because it's the easiest way to get the point is the field goal.
Yeah, so that it should be the next try. Sorry, carry
it
on.
It is. Yes. It should be try, maybe, instead of everyone will go for the try instead of the goal.
Yeah,
the goal.
And that's good footy.
And I always feel like it determines, that rule will be determined by how many Golden Point games there were. So for some reason we got like 50 Golden Point games this year. All of a sudden they'd want to change the rule.
Yeah.
But because it only really happens once every few weeks.
Yeah.
It's probably people just like, whatever, they don't really care.
But why did they change the rule in the first place to add it?
Just for ratings, for excitement levels.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. You know. And don't get me wrong, it can be very exciting.
Yeah.
Except when your team's in it.
So I'm an Eels fan. Yeah. You've picked up Corey Norman this season, who has happened to two Golden Point field goals this season.
No, the first one was the first week it was Golden Point against Brisbane?
We've had two Golden Point
And they'll both kick by Corey Norman.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
What do you think of him? Now.
Give him back.
Well, when Widdop was still in the team, I thought that Norman probably should have been the one sitting on the bench and get Dufty back into the team. But now with Widdop injured, more than happy for him to stay.
He's stepping up too a bit. He's playing a bit better now that Widdop's gone. Oh, whose phone's that? Oh, the host's phone.
Because you couldn't use the clock on the
dial. It's my alarm.
Rookie error.
Sorry.
It's your alarm for what? To finish?
No. So I can keep going.
Okay.
We'll talk off air.
Continue on.
It's good to... What are you doing?
Nothing. Keep talking. Making sure it's off.
My Eels are going well. I'm very happy. We're now 3-1, which is... We've won more games than we did the whole of last season, I think. but we got the Raiders on Sunday, who we haven't beaten, I think it was since 2001 in Canberra.
Oh, okay.
Or something ridiculous like that.
Wow. Were they playing?
In Canberra.
Oh, right.
In Canberra. I was going to go down, but...
Yeah.
What do you think the difference has been in the Eels?
Can I say no Hayne?
You sure can.
Yes, you can.
Look, I used to love Jarryd Hayne back in the day, but last year he was there and he just... I don't know. The attitude was wrong. The team's attitude was wrong. We actually lost Norman and Hayne, and I feel like the attitude of the team has been a lot better since they've left. And
young players,
same
right?
coach, similar players, okay. but we just got some beliefs, got some confidence.
Yep.
We're such a big confidence team. You win a couple of games, and all the players just start throwing it around, and having a bit of fun, and that's all we need.
So maybe they just need a good therapist out there.
Yeah, maybe. Isn't that sports therapy? That's like a big thing, right?
I think most teams need a therapist. 100%.
Did the Australian cricket team have a sports therapist?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You should offer your services just to give them hugs and pats on the back.
I'll do that. Pats on the bum? Oh, good.
Yeah, that's all they need.
I'll pay me. I don't need that paid. I'll give it for nothing.
I know you will.
So you mentioned you're playing the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders have won 3 from the opening 4 rounds, which they haven't done since 2005.
Yeah.
So they're on the way
up.
There's
only big records this year. And teams are just like, it's upside down the ladder. Like what
it's about
sort of
time,
used to.
Though. It is about time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, one team that isn't sort of is the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah. We're playing right now.
Great losses. They are playing right now.
I won't say the score because that would be cheating.
That's right.
But spoilers and that. But
he's going to check anyway.
Let's just say they're going well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Where are they playing?
They are actually officially off to their worst start in their 13-year history of the club.
Ouch.
There you go.
They're playing the Panthers.
You go. They are playing the Panthers. Well done. Hey, did you want to talk NFL very quickly or rugby?
Oh, look, quickly. Two big news stories this week.
Yes.
Firstly, Valentine Holmes has been picked up by the Jets in sort of like an international player program thing.
Yeah, but he's not eligible to play until next year, so it's still a...
It's very, very, very tiny chance he could get put into the full-time squad for 2019, but they've just signed someone else. Yeah. And look, he's getting paid $180,000 to play in this like squad,
amazing.
Whereas he's turned away like a $5 million contract from the rugby league. So...
Is the payoff bigger later on?
If you become a first squad player, he'd outstrip the money here easily. But the chances of that are really small. So, look, I reckon he'll be back in probably NRL next season.
But is he going to come back in and do what Hayne did? Be a completely different
player? Yeah, could be. Because that's right. It's a completely different fitness you've got to do. They want you to bulk up heaps over there, and you lose that sort of speed. Mm. Well, not they get the speed, but it's like a different... I don't know. It's really different. I don't know how it works.
Well, they've only got to do it for about 5 seconds.
Yeah,
they get a break,
exactly.
A break.
So. Yeah, about 2-hour break in between.
And the other big news?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I don't want to say it, man. I don't even want to really give it airtime. Ezra Falel?
That's the thing. Yeah. This show, we never really go into these sort of places because we like to ignore it, or not ignore
it,
but
keep it light.
Yeah, we like to keep this show a bit lighter. But Israel Folau,
yeah.
Yeah.
Will they actually sack him, though? That's the question. They said they're intending to sack him.
I thought he was officially sacked.
I thought he sacked.
He just had to, like, go in and...
Because he hasn't replied. Like, they've asked for a response from him.
He was in today.
And he went in?
He was in today, yeah.
So, does that mean he's officially gone, or are they still...
Well, nothing's been announced yet that I'm aware of, but he was in there today.
All I can say is I find it highly unlikely that he's going to back down. Although, there's a lot of money on the line, so...
Well, I mean, it's a World Cup, too. Like, so he's basically gone from the World Cup now, in fact. Rugby World Cup. Which is
even if they keep him
year.
On board, they just won't take him.
Oh, no, no. Well, I mean, if they're going to sack him, then they're sacked from rugby.
I just
altogether.
Don't... I mean, look, I'm free speech, et cetera, et cetera, and all that jazz, and you can have your opinion, even though it's wrong. but what to what value does he get from doing this? And you did it once, so you got slapped on the wrist. Why on earth did you do it again? I don't understand that.
No idea. And people are saying, oh, he just wants to leave and he's going to go play rugby in France anyway.
That's potential, but as you know, his wife is playing for the Adelaide Thunderbirds.
Yeah, really, right. Well, okay.
So he'd be leaving her behind, and already they're living apart anyway, so I don't think she's got any intention of leaving them. So
he's only just signed a multi-million dollar contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Very recently, you'd think.
Yeah, right, so that's probably not even true. Who knows? I just don't get it.
I just don't see why he decided to do it.
So he's either going to be really recalcitrant and apologetic, but which I don't see him doing, or he's gone.
He's very, very religious.
And Rugby League has said they're not going to have him. So
yeah, I was surprised by that. Yep. I was really shocked.
Which is great. I mean, Parramatta tried to get him like 5 years ago.
But don't forget, he also had a stint with the AFL Giants. The Giants.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And failed miserably.
Yeah, horrendous. Oh, but anyway, you know.
He could be driving trucks like that other guy, Ben Barber.
Yes, he could be.
Or selling drugs like the other ones.
Ben Barber.
Ooh.
Anyway. Just a friendly reminder that it does actually say in the Bible, you cannot have tattoos. And he's got a few tattoos.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Enjoy that sunshine. Okay, here we go. I had a game, but I had to change it last minute because Gabby called in sick.
Okay. We should have done it anyway.
Nah, it wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Gab. She got some wisdom teeth taken out today. So I hope she's
right. They're taken out today?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
We haven't heard from
her. She should never have tried to come in then. That was great. It's pretty much, that's how you talk.
Yeah, how
and then, anyway. What was she thinking?
How long have we got for this game, John?
Very short amount of time. 2 minutes. Okay, here we go. So I'll ask a few questions. Here we go.
Just call in the answers here.
Okay.
Don't explain the rules to anyone.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, it's a game. I mean, you just answer questions. I'll give you a couple of multiple choice to start. Track and field star Carl Lewis won how many gold medals at the 1984 Olympic Games? Was it 2, 3, 4, or 8?
8.
8? How? Oh, because he did. No, it is
before.
He wasn't
in that many.
No.
That's my guess. No. You guys guessed too.
Unless he did triple jump. Well, it should be 100, 200, and relay.
Relay, yeah.
But he might have also been a triple jumper or a long jumper.
He did do long jump, yes.
Yeah.
So what are you going with?
I went with 4.
Claire?
I can't remember the other options. What were
three.
The other options?
3. 2, 3, 4,
let's go
and
with
8.
3.
Oh, see, there's too many different. So this is for T.
That's
for you.
I never get one right. I got one right.
Next.
I don't want to ask that one. Oh, it's a quicker one. I will ask it. Which was the first non-test playing country to beat India in an international match? Was it Canada, Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe, or East Africa?
Zimbabwe.
I think it's Kenya.
Well, Kenya's not an option.
Canada.
But that's good.
I'll go for Canada.
Did I say Zimbabwe?
Yeah. And you're all wrong. Oh. It was Sri Lanka.
What
this
was that?
Before they were
Atomica.
A test playing country.
Yeah. Okay.
Trick right. question.
Was it?
Hey, which sport is played on the largest pitch? I don't have any.
Just
multiple choice.
Which sport?
Think of the largest pitch.
In terms
didn't we play
of
golf?
Length?
Yeah, I think width? So.
Oh, golf. That's a good one.
Oh, golf is a. Damn it. Is that really. It's not a pitch,
it's
though, is it?
Pitch, though,
it's not a pitch.
But by technical terms.
It's two teams
maybe,
that play each other.
Maybe NFL, if it's not AFL.
Is it like lacrosse or something weird?
Oh. No. Well, AFL and cricket
it
would
is,
be the
it
same.
Is
Yeah.
It's polo.
Oh,
polo horses. As in horse polo. Horse as in horse,
horse
polo.
Not the other sort of polo. Water polo. It's the other one. Yeah.
Look, we're completely out of time. So, all right, we'll have to call it a day
on
there.
Horse polo.
Claire, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you, Claire.
We might have to get you in again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
She actually knows some stuff.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, it's so weird. Well,
I
we're
made
not
it a little
to
bit
it.
Too serious.
That was great. Thank you so much. And that's
bye.
It.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
We actually have 10 seconds left.
Oh,
say bye again.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I'm saying goodbye.
Bye.